Chof Chesir, 13th of May, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Demdarovich, Hachona Lachkabolas HaTorah.
I want to ask a question to elaborate the question. I want to start off with two stories of two Gedoyla Oyla in order to explain what I'm asking. There was a younger man, a young man who was married 10 years, and he came into the Kotzke Rebbe and said to the Kotzke Rebbe, the Nebuch, he hasn't got children. And he came in to ask for a bruch about the Kotzke Rebbe. The Kotzke Rebbe said, I must tell you the truth. You won't have children from this wife. From this wife, you won't have children. But if you're Megarish and you get married again, the Rabban Shem will help you. This young man got a shock of his life. He didn't think in this direction at all. He wanted to ask a brucha. He didn't come to ask whether to leave off his wife. He came to ask for a brucha. And the Kotzke Rebbe told him, you won't have children from this wife. You've got no way out. You've got to be megarish. Got to divorce. The younger man went home. The whole way he was crying. He didn't know what to do. He left. He was had a very nice life with his wife. And he didn't feel, how is he going to tell her that he wants to divorce her? He doesn't know what to do. The whole way home, he was with tears, crying. He came home, he just didn't have the heart to tell her that he has to finish. He didn't have the heart. Carried on a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. He was looking for some Pesach. Some door opened in order to start talking about it, and he couldn't find it. Went over 2 months, and the wife was expecting. This younger man was very worried. Because the Kotzke Rebbe said to him, he won't have children.
With his wife?
Maybe
he'll have a child.
And this woman is expecting. Who knows if something was wrong? He didn't know what to do. He left over his family, his wife, and he went over back to the Kotzke Rebbe. He came into the Kotzke Rebbe before he started speaking. He said, just Shalom Aleichem. And the Kotzke Rebbe says to him, I want to ask you a question. When you went back from Kotsk, did you go through this and this forest? He said, yeah. Did you daven in this forest, Mincha? He said, yes. I must tell you something, said the Kotzke Rebbe. In this forest, my Rebbe, the Rabbeinu Mepashitzcha, once davened Shmoneh Esrei. And you had a Siyata Dishmaya, that you went next to the same tree where my Rebbe Rabbeinu was once davening Shmoneh Esrei. And because you davened in this place where my Rebbe Rabbeinu davened, you had a siyata dishmaya shloya pi derech hateva, and a nes happened that you got a child. It's your child. Nothing to worry about. But I said to you, you won't have a child. You were helped by the Rebbein Shem in a, not a normal way, a nes mamish, because you were zoicha to be bespalen in the place where my Rebbe Rabbeinu davened. I want to bring out the koyach of a place where tzaddik davens. The place where he davens brought a yeshia for somebody who al pi derech hateva couldn't have had a yeshia. He had a yeshia. I want to tell another story. This story I heard from Zalman Lehrer, was one of the Rosh HaKol in Antwerp. He was living in Tzams. The Imre Emes was once in Reisha. Reisha, there was a train station. And Reisha is not far from Tzams. So the Imre Emes asked the people who were going with him, is it possible that we should go over to Tzams and we'll still catch the train back? So they said, if we get a good wagon, we'll be able to go to Tzams and get back for the train. The Imre Emes went onto the wagon and he asked the Balagula, take me to Tzams. When he came into Tzanz, he said to the Balagula, take me to the house of the roof. So the Balagula thought that he meant the house of the roof now in Tzanz. So he took him to the house of the roof, and the Rambam got off, and he said, I didn't mean that. I meant the house where the Tzanz roof lived. But it wasn't far away. He walked down the road, and he went outside the house of the Tzanz roof's house. And he stood there 5-7 minutes. He says, we can go back now to Raisha. All the Chassidim who were together with the Imre Emes, with his son-in-law, Rabbi Shemaya Alter, were wondering, what's this inyan of going to Tzanz? They thought he's going to go to Tzanz, to the Beis HaChaim, the cave of the Tzanz Aruf. Or he's going to go and visit the new Tzanz Aruf, Rabbi Aaron he was called. But what's this idea of going to Tzanz and standing outside the house and not going to anybody? Not to the cave and not to the new roof. And the Emes understood what they were thinking about. And the Emes says, you don't understand. The house where the Tzanz roof was learning Torah Lishmo, 90 years later, you can still smell the smell of Torah Lishmo. 90 years later, I went to smell this smell of Torah Lishmo, what the Tzanz roof was learning in his house. From these two stories, we can take out a greater limit. A place where Tzadik dabs, a place where Tzadik learns, there remains a roishim on the place. In the Maisa, this Yisod has got a makor. There's a sefer in the Chosid Yaivetz of Ovis, at the back, there's a Beis Aaron, one of the Talmid of Baal Shem Tov, has got short vort on Pirkei Ovis, and he says a very interesting vort on Ovis. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Shnayim Shiyoishvim, Ve'ein Ve'neim Divrei Torah, Harazeh Moishev Leitzim. It's like a gathering of Leitzim. Asks the Beis Aaron, I don't understand. You can be talking and learning, and you can be saying it's honest. There's something in the middle also. You can talk about history. You can talk about politics, cheshbonos. There's enough things to talk which mustn't be dafka leitzim. If you're not learning, it's leitzim. Another kashi asks, doesn't say hare elu yoishvim belitzonos. Hare zeh. Zeh means the place. Is Moshe Leitzim. What's in the place? In the Mishnah says at the end of the Mishnah, Shenema, how do we know it's a Moshe Leitzim? Shenema, but Moshe Leitzim lo Yoshov. Where do you see in the Pasuk the two people are not sitting and learning, it's a Moshe Leitzim? David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Moshe Leitzim lo Yoshov. Where is it written in this Pasuk that, oh, you're not sitting and learning, it's a Moshe Leitzim? Says the Beis Aaron and Moira de Kavot. Naturally, when two Yidden come together, the normal thing which should happen is that the two Yidden come together, they say a vort. Asks the Tana a question. How does it come about? How does this come about? The two people come together and they don't talk to the Divrei Torah. Answers the Tana, Moira de Kachidish. Hare ze Moishev Leitzim. It seems that on this place, once upon a time, people were sitting and made litzonos, and they left a roishim on this place of litzonos. Then two Eden came later to this place, they couldn't speak in Linen, because the roishim of litzonos was on this place. Says the Beis Aaron, now we understand Pshat in the Mishnah. We're not saying the two Yidden who came together were late, and maybe they were talking about history, maybe they were talking geography, maybe they were talking mathematics. Doesn't mean they were late, Sim. The Tana asks, but why were they not talking in Torah? Answers the Tana, Hare Zeh, doesn't say Hare Elu. Hare Zeh, this place was a Moish of late, Sim. Shenema, how do you know? You've got to be careful not to sit in a place where Leitzim once were sitting. David HaMelech said, Ashrei o'ish ashrei holach ba'atz reshoim. If a derech hatom le'omot, Uvemoishev leitzim leYoshev. Dovid HaMelech should have said Ubetoich leitzim leYoshev. Between the leitzim. What's that? Uvemoishev leitzim. Dovid HaMelech said, I'm very, very careful not to go to a place where there was once leitzim. Because if leitzim sat in a place, they leave over. There's remains of a roishim of litzonus. And that can disturb years later. V'harei advorim kal v'choymer. We know that mid the toiva meribam and mid the spronius pi chomeshmeis. The Rebbeinu is noitza chesed la'alof in 2,000 generations. And for poiket avoin ovis albonim al shileishim maribim. On 4 generations the Rebbeinu is poiket avoin ovis. 2,000 generations. So the Rebbeinu Shem noitza chesed la'alof. If a mokum where there was sitting leitzim can do such a damage to the place that this place remains later with a roishim of its own that it can disturb. Is mid toivim river where tzaddik davened, where tzaddik learned, avada this place remains a roishim of kedusha. With that we understand that this single man who davened in the place where the Rebbe Rabinim was davening mincha, the Rebbe Shem gave him a yeshia. Now we understand why the Imre Emes went to the house where the Tzamzer was learning, because the Roshim of a Tzaddik was learning Torah, leaves over Moira de Kerosh. It's a bit of a long akdoma to my question. But now I'm coming out with the question, because if I wouldn't have explained these two stories, you wouldn't have been able to understand what I want. Lag Ba'Oim in Eretz Yisrael, 500,000 or 600,000 people go up to cave of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Shmuel Hanavi is the Yotzak today or tomorrow. Thousands of people go to the cave of Shmuel Hanavi. I've got a question. We said that the Imre Emes came to Tzanz. He didn't go to the cave of the Tzanz Rov. He went where the Tzanz Rov was learning Torah. Why is there no Nesias to Midbar Sinai, to Har Sinai? The Tzanz Rov was a grosser tzaddik. Who was the biggest tzaddik of all the doyens? Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rebbeinu Shem alone gave him the Torah in Har Sinai. Why is there no idea of going to Midbar Sinai where the Rebbeinu Shem alone gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu? Could there be something more holy than that? The Tzanz Rov's place where he learned, the Rebbe Rabinu where he dumped, very, very high standard of Kedisha. Where the Rebbeinu Shem alone gave over the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, that should be the best place where to go and stand and daven. Beg by the Rebbeinu Shem in such a place, such a condition. The answer is, the Torah alone says that the Kedisha of Har Sinai was till Matan Torah. Anybody went onto the bag, onto the mountain before Matan Torah? Kisokol Yisokol or Yore Yore? Or but after Akadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah and there was a Tkiyas Shofar, Bim Shoich HaYoyver Heima Yalu Boho. They can go up on the mountain, there's nothing left of the Kedisha. Why? Why after the Tzam Zeruv learned Torah remains a Roishim of the Torah Nishmo? And why where the Rebbe Rabin Davin there remains a Roishim? Why in the place where the Rebbeinu Shimon gave Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu there's no Rosh? I'll tell it, you are Moira de Keteretz. The Mishnah says in office, Bechol Yoim Voyoim, Om Rabbi Yeshia Ben Levi, Bechol Yoim Voyoim Baskel Yoitzes Vahar Choyre, Voimeres Oilo Librio Ismel Boine Shel Torah. There's a Baskel going out of Har Sinai. Asks the Baal Shem HaKodesh two questions. Baskel Yoitzes Mahar Choyren. What's the idea of giving out a baskel in the middle of a midbar? Would be more suitable that one should make the baskel in Mitten Gula, in middle of Yerushalayim, or in middle of Rochav Rabbi Akiva in Bnei Brak, and if in London on Golders Green Road. Also there'd be a few hundred Yidden hearing the baskel. What's the Indian of giving a baskel in a midbar where nobody's there? Second question asks the Baal Shem Tov. There was people who went to see Midbar Sinai. There's been people over the years went. There's pictures of it, where the Midbar Sinai is, where the Har Sinai is. And people were remaining there 24 hours and they didn't hear any baskel. Chazal say something, there's no lies in Chazal. Oh, but people went there, they didn't hear anything. So where's this busk which nobody hears, and it's in a mikvah where nobody's there? What's the idea? Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, a grosse yisot. The baskoil of HaChoyrev is not in Midbasir. Every Yid, if he watches himself 24 hours, the Meshach 24 hours, a person feels ice orerus. I should be better. Even a person is busy the whole time, in a matter of 24 hours, he has once a little feeling for a second or 2 seconds, I should be better. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, this call, what calls to a person, that's the Baskel HaYotz Ma'achoyrev. The Baskel HaYotz Ma'achoyrev, says the Baal Shem Tov, is not a Baskel in some midbar. It's a Baskel which calls to each and every person. But Meshach, the 24 hours, he hears some Baskel in his inside. He hears the Rebbein Shem is telling him, why do you not become better? But we are busy and we run right and we don't think about it. We carry on. But if a person watches himself, he'll see that in 24 hours, once in 24 hours, he hears some Baskel in himself. He hears something. The Rebbein Shem is calling to him, be better. There's a Moira de Kamaisa. There was a Yid in Kruka who was called Rab Isaac Rab Jacobus. And there's a shul nowadays in Kruka which is written Nivne Al Yedei Rab Isaac Rab Yekras. This Rab Isaac Rab Yekras, the Rebbe Rabinim said an interesting story what happened with this Rab Isaac Rab Yekras. He was living in Kruka and he had a chulam, and he saw in chulam a palace, and next to the palace there was like a bridge, and he saw in his chulam a finger pointing that under this bridge, on one side of the bridge, there's a big oitzer of money. Azachulim, he gets up in the morning, I'm not going to be a lazy bounder, I'm going to go over to Prague. From Kruka to Prague in those days was about 2 weeks this year. I'm going to Prague and I'm going to dig there and find this oitzer. A gross oitzer. He goes over from Kruka, 2 weeks this year, till he comes to Prague. And he sees the palace exactly like he saw in his chulam, in the dream. And he sees this bridge exactly what he sees. And he starts walking towards the bridge. Suddenly he sees the soldiers and policemen standing around. This palace is of the king of Czechoslovakia. Can't go where he wants. It's all being shomrim from all the sides, guards. He tries from here and he tries from there. He can't get to this place where he saw in the chulam, in the dream, that there's a big oitzer. And he's looking from this side, from that side. He's walking around. Suddenly, a policeman catches him and says to him, listen, what are you doing here? I can see there's something wrong here. You're looking for some trouble. He says, no, I'm not looking for any trouble. He says, why are you going around and around and around? Are you trying to find out secrets of the palace? He says, no, I'll tell you the truth. I live far away, and I had a dream that under this bridge there's a big oitzer of money. Big oitzer. Would you let me dig to find this oitzer? So the soldier bursts out in a laugh and he says, are you mad? You come from a far way to go and make digging for an oitzer because you had a dream. Are you normal? I'll tell you something, I had a dream a few weeks ago. There's a Jew in Kruka called Rabbi Eichelis. And in his house, he's got an oven. The ovens in Poland were built of like ceramica. And under his oven, there's a big oitzer. Would I be mad enough to go from Prague to Kruka in order to see this Rabbi Eichelis' house and break his oven to find the oitzer? Are you mad coming from so far away to Prague? Rabbi Isaac Blakers kept his mouth shut. He went home. He came home, he broke his oven, and under the oven he found a big oitzer of money. And he was one of the biggest ashirim, one of the richest people in Kruka. And he, from this money, the first thing he built this big besamech, which is standing till today in Kruka. From this oitzer, he built this besamech. So the Rebbe Rabbinim said, what do we learn from this story? A lot of times people go, run, they're going to find the oitzah somewhere. In the end, they see the oitzah is by them in the house. You don't need to run so far away. Go back to your own house and find the oitzah by you. The oitzah is by you. This is the idea, what I'm trying to bring out with Har Sinai. We ask the question, if Tzadikim went to the Tzanzarov's house, where the Tzanzarov learned Torah Lishmo, if a Yid had a yeshia by the place where the Rebbe Rabbinim was davening Mincha, is it not an idea to go to Har Sinai, where the Rebbe gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu on this mountain? The Torah says you don't need to go to Har Sinai. The Har Sinai is inside you. Yede Yid, every Yid has got the Har Sinai himself. It wasn't Metzumtzum, it wasn't put down to a little place, Har Sinai. Har Sinai doesn't remain in a little place. Har Sinai is a thing which is in every Yid, all the thousands of years. Every Yid who has born has got inside this Kriya for Har Sinai. You don't run and look for it. The Kriya for Har Sinai is lying inside the person. Every day a Yid is called by the Ribbon Shlonim, and the Ribbon Shlonim says to him, "Oy, Lili Brias, why do you not become better?" And every person hears it. He hears this kriya. Nobody can say he hasn't got a feeling once in a day, "I should be a bit better," but just carries on. He carries on his life because he's busy with his life. But there is a kriya. There's a call to the person. And therefore,
so why did he have to go to the Tzanzarov's house?
No, the Tzanzarov's Torah, I'm talking about the Mamad Har Sinai, is in every Yid. After Mamad Har Sinai, there was Yid who davened and learned, there's the Roshim. Har Sinai is such a big mashpia that you don't have to go look for it. But besides that, there's Tzadikim, all the Doros, noch Schusim. Of the Mamad Har Sinai, which was B'Shas Matan Torah, that didn't remain in this certain place of Har Sinai, that remained in the ganze world, in the whole world. Wherever you go, a Yid goes away to China, to Japan, to wherever he goes, this Mamad Har Sinai is going with him. You don't need to look for it. The Baal Musa said, a Moira de Kavot. The Pnei Menachem brings it down this week's Pasha B'Chakoysai. There was a Yid running on the road. So this Baal Musa called this Yid and said, "Where are you running?" He said, "I'm running to make some business there and there." So the Baal Musa said to him, "Who says your panos is there? Maybe the panos is where you're sitting now and you're running away from the panos. People think they're running after the panos. Maybe the panos is by you." The Gemara says, "Amuri de kemaisim bo bekama sheshanoga chesapora." The Gemara relates, there used to be an Amasamayim. Amasamayim was like a camel of water, which from there they watered the fields. It was an Amad deep, 6 Tochim deep, let's say 48 centimeters, and wide 48 centimeters. Yid had his poro, his cow, fed into the Amasamayim. And he saw that the cow is not feeling too good. He was frightened the cow was going to die. He called straight away a shoichet. And the shoichet shechted the cow. And he was going to eat. Rab Nachman called this Yid and said to him, "Excuse me. There's a din. If a behema falls into a boya, if he got up and he walked, it's all right. But if he didn't get up and walk, you've got to wait 24 hours till you're allowed to shecht him. You've got to have 24 hours, a full day, to see whether the behemoth is all right. There's a chshayin in tois whether you need a bedika. Besides getting up, I'm not going into all the protein." So Rav Nachman said to this Yid, "If you wouldn't be so worried about your poro, about your cow, and you would have taken a kab de kibra, a kav of flour with bread, and gone to Mesemesh to learn for 24 hours, you would have saved for yourself the behemoth. This poro, this cow. But now that you went and you shechted before 24 hours, you lost the poro. The poro is worth much more than one calf of wheat. If you would have taken a cap of wheat and learned to live as a medrash, you would have saved the whole poor, which is worth much more than a cow. A person thinks, a chap, he's going to chap, pamo sepam chap. A person sits down and learns, that's the biggest skiller to have everything that he wants. I've still got a few minutes, yeah? Says the Pnei Menachem, that's pshat, in the medrash this week. In Bechikoy Sai Teleichu brings the medrash. Omar David HaMelech lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yoyim v'yoyim o'yisi choyshev l'mokim ploini ani oylech l'derech ploini ani oylech v'yoragi m'viyis o'yisi l'bes HaMedrash. Says that Pnei Menachem, that's what David HaMelech says. A person thinks he's going to go here, he's going to go there, he's going to make millions, he's going to make Mordek Banosa. Says David HaMelech, I thought in the morning that, and I decided, for your ragli mevias oisim, so when I came to the Torah to learn. Because the biggest ashbol of all what a person needs is in Torah. I want to finish with a moire de kavot of Rab Nosson David Shidlovtzer. He was an einikel of the Yehidi HaKodesh from Preshisch. He said a moire de kavot. We say in Ovis, im ein kemach ein Torah. So the Meshulochim will go around for the Moises say, you must help us in the Moises. Because in Ein Kemach, if we haven't got what to eat, Ein Torah. That's how you learn Pshat in the Mishnah. You need to have Kemach, you need to give the Bochrim to eat, Ein Torah. So I'm listening to David Shiloh, I learned a different Pshat in this Mishnah. There was once a king who sent out his soldiers in a midbar for a war. He gave them with food, drinks, to change clothing a bit. After a few days, a few soldiers came back to the king and said to the king, we can't carry on in a midwar, there's no water, no food for so long. For 2-3 days we could manage, but how long can we carry on without food, without anything to eat, to drink, change clothes in the midwar from the sand of the midwar? So the king said, I want to ask you a question. I gave you a map how to go to fight the enemy. Did you go in this midbar according to my map? So they said, we went nearly like the map. But we couldn't do mamish like the map because we saw there's a shortcut here, a shortcut there, another shortcut, so we did it a bit shorter. Said the Melech, that's why you didn't have what to eat and what to drink. I prepared according to the map. Every night, a oil, a tenth, with drinks and food all the way along. If you would have gone according to the map, you would have found all what you need. But you didn't go according to the map. You tried to make shortcuts. With the shortcuts, you missed the tents. You didn't have what to eat, didn't have what to drink. Says Rav Nosson David Shidlovtzer, the Torah is our map. The Torah is our map. If you go according to what the Torah wants, you've got all what you need. The Torah gives all the ashbors what you need. If you don't find what you need, make a bedikah, maybe you're not going according to the map. Im ein kemach, if you didn't find the kemach, ein toire, it seems you're not going according to the map. The derech, the toire is the derech, yelch, what's the map, how to go. If a person goes according to the map, the siyata dishmaya, in gashmis and ros, all what he needs. If you didn't find what you need, make a bit of a bedikah. You've got to test yourself. Maybe I'm not going exactly according to the map. If we go according to the map, the Rebbe Shem will give us all what we need. The Rebbe Shem should help. Be'ez Shem should have a good matan Torah. In Mezal Mekabaz on the oil Torah. In the Schus from the Torah, everybody should be geholfen. In Gashmias and Rochlis and all what they need.